Star today, the Torreway, Northwest London, 30th September, Kafta Latishri, Rabbi Eddie Siegel, Isruchag. This week's Shurim is sponsored by Family Mosque on the Yad site of Rabbi Yossel Mosque, Rabbi Yosef ben Vavron, whose Yad site was on Simchas Torah.
So the title of this shiur is Isruchag, so we'll speak about Isruchag. The Rama, in the beginning of Hilchos Pesach, says that the end of Simatov Chavtes, the Rama says, V'noyagim laharbis katsas v'achilur siyo b'yoyim achachag. There's a minuk to b'marbe, to increase a little bit, eating, drinking, the day after Chag, the day after Yom Tov, Vahu Isruchag, and that is Isruchag. And this comes from a Gemara in Sukkah Daf Memhei on the base, where the Gemara actually brings a posuk, which we've been saying in Hano, Kei Lashem Ayor Elonu Isruchag Ba'avoisim Ad Karnas HaMizbeach. And the Gemara's got three interpretations, what the meaning of the various drashas which we learn out from this posuk. And the third chap is Kol Ha'oise Isur Lechag Ba'achila Ursia, then Mala Olav Akosu Kilu Bona Mizbeach Vehikrib Olav Korban. That means whoever makes an Isur Lechag, Rashi says Isur is a Loshon Laguda, a bundle or ties up Lechag. We have to see what that means exactly. Ba'achila Ursia. So Rashi actually brings two pshatim. One pshat is that Rashi says, Shekoira lechag oineg b'machal mishta. That means the yontif itself, one makes it a chag by an oineg, by eating and drinking l'shem lechag. V'yesh oimrim, and some say, yom shel achachag. It's referring to the day after yontif, and that's the source, or where we have the basis for our union of Isruchag. It's interesting that the Ramah, when he brings this halacha, he brings this in the very first siman of Hilchos Pesach. One would have thought that one should bring the halachas of Isruchag at the end of Yom Tov. But he's speaking right to the beginning of Hilchos Pesach, or at Chodesh Nissan, and that's where he brings the union of Isruchag. And perhaps, just as an introduction to explain that, and maybe tying the two pshatim of Rashi, that maybe the idea of Isruchag, as we'll explain, is an idea of, as we see, we want to continue. We don't want to finish the Yom Tov and say, right, it's done and dusted, it's over. We want to perpetuate, we want to continue, and we want to carry forward the hashpas of the Yom Tov, the lemudim of the Yom Tov, and our connection to the Yom Tov. But how does that work? It's a reflection of how our actual Yom Tov was. That means it's an indication of how much we celebrate the Yom Tov and what the Yom Tov means to us. If the Yom Tov is something which is perhaps burdensome to us, and it's something we do just because we have to do it, and we want to get out of the Yom Tov as quickly as possible, then there's not going to be an Isruchag. But if we wait for the Yom Tov, and the Yom Tov is a true Yom Tov, where we have Mesameach, we Ma'arik the Yom Tov, and we enjoy the Yom Tov, that is what leads to us wanting to hold on to the Yom Tov the day after. So the Rama especially brings it at the beginning, right to the beginning of Hilchos Yom Tov, because it defines how our Yom Tov should be. Our Yom Tov should be such that we want to carry on the Yom Tov after the Yom Tov, and that's why he brings it in the beginning of Hilchos Yom Tov. And perhaps, so in fact, the two pshatim of Rashi perhaps go hand in hand. They're not necessarily two conflicting pshatim, but it goes hand in hand that the kola. Oise Isulachag, so Rashi says two pshatim, it's referring to the Yom Tov itself, the Yeshoim of the day after Yom Tov, but that goes hand in hand, because in as much as one is Ma'anik the Yom Tov and treats the Yom Tov properly, that in effect will lead to that we will want to perpetuate the Yom Tov and continue the Yom Tov afterwards. So, but seeing as we start with this pasuk, I'm going to start with a ha'orah on this pasuk. Isru Chag Ba'avoisim at Karnas HaMizbeach, and then maybe discuss a little bit the idea of Isru Chag, and then perhaps hopefully come back to answer the question. But the Pasuk says Isru Chag Ba'avoisim at Karnas HaMizbeach. So the Mefarshim on Tehillim, which incidentally, Isru Chag is about perpetuating, continuing the Yom Tov, so we've been having a series of days which we've said Hallel. For those people who say Tehillim and divide up that the Tehillim every day of the month, so Choftar and the Chodesh is again one more day we say Hallel, and we actually say this pasuk today, Isru Chag Ba'avoisim at Karnas HaMizbeach. So in that itself we see an idea of trying to continue and further the Yom Tov. But the Isru Chag, the Mefarshim on Tehillim say Isru Chag, Rashi says it means like tie, Isru is a Lashon, tie the korban of the Chag. Yeah? Similar to, which we had a korban Pesach, which they tied to their beds. It seemed there was an inyan to tie the korbanos in preparation for Yom Tov, but avoisim, you tie them the ropes, at Karnas HaMizbeach, until you comes to Yom Tov and you bring the korban on the Mizbeach. The question I had was that we know that there are different korbanos, and there are different places on the Mizbeach where you may actually meant to place the korban or bezot the dam of the korban. Most korbanos are done lamata michut hasikra. The most korbanos yozorik lamata on the veshnaim shayim shein arba. There's only one korban where you actually put the dam on the karnos hamizbeach, which is the korban chatos. The korban chatos is done lamala on top, on the actual keren, on the actual, we'll call it the core, the horn of the top of the mizbeach. But all the irregular korbanos, and particularly korbanos of Yom Tov, yeah, shlomim, whatever it may be, oil, shlomim, whatever, they're not offered up on the keren of the Mizbeach. And if you look in the Metzudas actually says, he says the koronos mean the belitos, the protrusions at the top of the Mizbeach, and he says, ad karnas HaMizbeach, until you put the dam on the keren of Mizbeach. So it's quite difficult why we're using this expression, karnas HaMizbeach, when we don't actually put the blood on the keren of Mizbeach. Now I saw some who want to say that the keren can also mean the edge of the Mizbeach. We speak about the Keren Marovis Roimis, or the Keren means the edge, the corner, not the protrusion at the top of the Mizbeach. Which some say that. However, that may be the case. If you look in Mishnayos, when we speak about Keren Marovis Roimis, whatever it is, but in Lashon HaTorah, wherever it speaks about Karnos HaMizbeach, the Lashon HaTorah of Keren is the protrusion on the top of the Mizbeach. It's not talking about the edge or the corner of the Mizbeach. So that's the difficulty. And we'll see, hopefully, maybe we'll come back to this at the end. Perhaps, hopefully, we'll have a pshat. But maybe to discuss a little bit the Ahom concept of Isru Chag, which, as we say, is an idea of we want to continue. We want the chag to continue. In a similar vein, like yesterday, Simchas Torah, and we finished with Zoyis HaBracha, and we don't stop there. We don't finish. We carry on. We start again. We begin straight away, Bereishis, as if to show it's not shut. We finished and we're happy. It's all over. We want to carry on. So we find this concept the whole time that we don't want to finish. We want to carry things forward. It's interesting as well to note that the Haftorah, which we said yesterday on Simchas Torah, is the Haftorah by Hiachre Mois Moshe from Sefer Yoshua. Now, Pashtus, that is what's the connection of the Haftorah to Simchas Torah? Because we finished with Zoyis HaBracha, and in there we speak about Misas Moshe, so we carry on the Haftorah to do with the laning of Hiachre Mois Moshe. But what's interesting is, we know that always the Haftorah is linked to the last laning that we did. And here we've laned the Zoyis HaBracha, then we laned the part of Bereishis, and then we have the Mafti, and then we go back to a Haftorah which deals with the end of the Zoyis HaBracha. So the Levush asks the question, and the Levush says that since Lamaisa, the day is a day of Simchas Torah, the Levush says, he says, "Kiven de yom ze nikra Simchas Torah." Since the day, the very day, is called Simchas Torah, mishum siyumah shel Torah, So oisin ikka mashekoru b'siyim ha'teira shehi misus Moshe. So Levush says that Levush asked the question, but he says since the day is called Simchas Torah, that we've made the Siyum HaTorah, so we want to make that the ikka, the main thing, and we finish the Torah with Misas Moshe, so the Haftorah is connected to the end of the Torah, the Misas Moshe. The Birkei Yosef says that just like we finish with Zos HaBracha, and immediately we begin Bereshis, so in a similar vein, we finish Torah. So we want to begin straight away, we carry on with Nach. We carry on with the first Sefer. There's also an idea of a Hemshuch, finishing the Torah, we move on to Nevi'im. And we start with the first Perek of Sefer Yeshua. And he also says, Lahoyrois, to teach us the Onu Ma'aminim B'Moshe Rabbeinu, U'V'chol Nevi'enu She'omdu Achrov. An idea that we finish with Moshe Rabbeinu, and our Amunah Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Amunah of all the Nevi'im She'omdu Achrov, and that's why we continue with Sefer Yeshua. But we see this idea of continuing, carrying forward what we've had, and to take it further. We find, as well, all the Mefarshim speak about the connection between trying to connect the end of the Zos HaBracha to Bereshis. And there's a very interesting Chasam Sofer. We know the Gemara Megillah tells us in Daf Tes Amud Aleph there was a story, Maisa Betalmei HaMelech, who he gathered 72 Zakenim, and without telling them what he gathered them for, he placed them into 72 separate cubicles without any way of communicating with each other, and he asked them to translate the Torah into Yevonis, into Greek, and with Alpines, they made various changes to the Torah in order to avoid any misinterpretation on the part of the Goyim. The first change which they did was, instead of writing Bereshis Bara Elokim, they changed it to Elokim Bara Bereshis. Because Bereshis Bara Elokim can chas v'shalom lead some to think that there was some force called Bereshis, and Bereshis created chas v'shalom to say Elokim. So no, Elokim Bara Bereshis. Elokim created everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the beginning of everything. So says the Chasam Sofer, but that's the connection between the end of the Zos HaBracha and Bereshis, which is Le'enei Kol Yisrael is Bereshis Bara Elokim. For Klal Yisrael, you can write Bereshis Bara Elokim. That's Le'enei Kol Yisrael, because for the Umas HaOlam, you have to write Elokim Bara Bereshis. But perhaps we can take that a bit further and say like this, that the Torah, as we know, is discussed, the Torah is created with a base. Yeah, why not with an Aleph? Perhaps you can say the idea of a base indicates that there's something beforehand. There's something before the base. But the idea of creating the Torah, beginning the Torah with a base, is because we have to understand, as the Mishnah and Chagiga tells us, but we're not allowed to think ma'ala fonim, ma'ala ochari. We're not allowed to start contemplating and trying to work out and trying to fathom what was there before Bria Sa'olam. What was there and trying to work things out. We have to understand that there are things there which we can't understand. That means the Torah begins with a base so that we understand, yes, there are things beforehand, there are things before the base which we're not going to learn, we're not going to go delve into because we can't understand. And for us, the Torah begins with a base. But that's Le'enei Kol Yisrael. But for the Umas HaOlam, they're not able to have that level, that degree, or they don't have that emunah to be able to understand, to accept things without understanding. Everything has to make sense, and if it doesn't make sense, they can't accept. So for them, it's taka elikim bar bereshis, but means it begins with an aleph. For the Umas HaOlam, it begins with an aleph, because they have to have the aleph. But le'enei kol yisrael, it's bereshis, beginning with a base, meaning that even though we know there's things perhaps beforehand which we can't understand, it doesn't matter. We're happy to accept, and merkabel, we start with the base, we start with the bereshis. But here again, this is a continuation, a connection between the end and the beginning, and perhaps in a similar vein to the Birkei Yosef, just like we finish the Zos HaBracha and we start the Haftorah of Yoshua, which he says is the Inyan of strengthening our Emunah in In Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu, which is really Emunah and Torah and Hashemayim, so too we start straight away Bereishis Bara Elokim, which as well is strengthens, and it's a whole union of strengthening, bolstering our Emunah and the Rabbeinu Shleinam and accepting and understanding, which Be'emes is really the whole lesson of the Yom Tov of Sukkos. Sukkos is the whole idea of going out of our home and going in the protection of the Sukkah, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Einoid Mulvado, the Sukkah, Ator Eisel Adas. And that's the an idea of the connection between the end of the Zoysa Brocha Bereshis and how we want to perpetuate perhaps the Yom Tov of Sukkos with our Emunah and our understanding of Einoid Mulvado. But maybe another idea is follows. We know that every Chodesh has its own tziruf of the Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Shem Hashem. That means the Yud Kei Vav Kei, you can take the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei and combine, they're different permutations, but you can combine them or mix up the letters in 12 different ways. And each way of the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei corresponds to a particular Chodesh. And if you look at the Siddur, by Mustafa and Rosh Chodesh, by the Brocha of Baruch Ato Hashem, Mekadosh Yisrael v'Rosh Chodoshim, most of the Durim have it printed from the Bnei Soscha. It goes through each Chodesh what the Tziruf is of that month with a Rosh Tevis or Sefer Tevis, which for a remez for that month. The Tziruf for Chodesh Tishri is Vav Kei Yud Kei. Yeah? Vav Kei Yud Kei. Now, that word really spells the word V'hoya. So what's the shaykh of that in Chodesh Tishri? So simply speaking, we can say that we know V'hoya is always, as Chazal says, V'hoya is a Loshon Simcha. And we have to understand that perhaps the Chodesh Tishri, which sometimes when we think about Chodesh Tishri, that brings to us sentiments of nervousness and seriousness and awe and trepidation. But we have to answer, ultimately, really, it's a Chodesh of Simcha. And the climax is a Chodesh of Simcha because it's a true Simcha. The way that we can turn back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu we can do tshuva. And we reach the climax of the Zman Simcha Seinu, the end of the Yom Tov. But perhaps we could say it goes further than that. There's a, why is it, the Chazal tell us Vayehi is a Loshon Tsar, and Vahoyo is a Loshon Simcha. Why is it so? So there's a famous vort from Shlomo Alkebetz, others say, I think the Maharet Skir says it as well, but Shlomo Alkebetz in his Shoresh Yishai, his Sefer on Rus, Vahibi Meshvoitash, he says the following. He says that if you take the word Vayehi, so the word Yehi is a Loshon Osid. Yehi, it will be. Put a Vav in front, Vayehi, it's a Vav HaHipuch, which changes it from a future to a past. V'hoya, Hoya is a Loshon Ova. Hoya, it was. V'hoya changes the Ova into a future, V'hoya, it will be. Says the Shlomo Alkebetz, that if you have a Vayehi, that means if you take the future and you make a past out of it, meaning to say there's no future, you always perhaps have to put the past behind you, but you've got nothing to build on, nothing to look forward to, that is a Loshon Tsar. But if you can take Vahoya, you can take the Ova, the past, and make a future out of it, that means you can build on your past. And you take the past and build the future, that's a cause for Simcha, that's a reason for Simcha. And that's why Vahoya is Loshon Simcha. So we're saying Vahoya relates to Chodesh Tishri, Vahoya is a Inner Simcha, but it's more than that. Because we know that Tishri is a Chodesh of Tshuva. And Tshuva is, there's Tshuva Me'ira, and there's Tshuva Me'ava. Now Tshuva Me'ira is Zedonoisav Nasim Kishkogos. Whereas Tshuva Me'ava, Zedonoisav Nasim Kishkogos. And when we come to Tishri, when we come to a month of Tishri, and we're able to do tshuva, so we're able to, we get to, particularly Sukkos, is we get to the level of tshuva me'ava, where Zedonis Nasim Kishkogos. So therefore that means that through the Chodesh of Tishri, through Atshuv and Chodesh Tishri, of Atshuv Me'avo, we're able to take the Ovah, we're able to take the past, and channel that to the future. We're able to take our Averis of the past and make them into mitzvahs, and use them as squeers for the future. So that's a true simcha of Lahoya, that's a true simcha of taking the Ovah and making it into a future and using it for the Osid. And that's the idea of the simcha of the Chodesh Tishri. There's a famous lot of I think it's Peshem the Kedushas Levi, who says that on Rosh Hashanah we do Tashlich. And what happens when we do Tashlich? We take our Averis and we throw them into the river. We throw them into the water. And it comes to Sukkos, we do Nisuch HaMayim. So he says, why? Because when it comes to Sukkos, we do Tshuva Me'ava. And therefore, we take our Averis become Sukkos. So now is that very water which we've thrown our Averis into, that water has now been changed into mitzvahs. Because now we've done Tshuva Me'ava, so we can take that very same water, now take it and actually put it on the Mizbeach. That's the manifestation or the demonstration of our Tshuva Me'avo, that we can take the water which we threw our Averis into, and I'll take that very water and put it on, it goes, it's Memale and Mekadosh, this water now can go on the Mizbeach with the Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkos. So we say Ishruchad ba'avoisim at Karnas HaMizbeach. So, and the truth is, although it's interesting, there's a discussion where when we speak about Ishruchad, what Yom Tov is it referring to specifically? In Halacha, we see some, I think perhaps Beis Yosef, but speak about Dafka in Motzi Shavuos, as Yom Tovuach, about not saying in Halacha whether not fasting on Yisru Chag. I mean, the Ramah brings it in Hilchas Pesach, but the truth is in the Gemara on Sukkah, it seems very much linked to the Yom Tov of Sukkos. It's with the various other droshes to do with Sukkos, Yisru Chag, and others as well. The Sfasemes actually says Yisru Chag ba'avoisim at Karnas HaMizbeach. He says he connects Sukkos, how it moves forward to Chanukah. He says Yisru Chag is Sukkos and Karnas HaMizbeach, which perhaps represents the Chanukah HaMizbeach, which is Chanukah. That's a connection we find in the Mishnah in Maseches Bikurim. It says that we bring Bikurim from or Mikra Yikoyer Bikurim from Chag ad Chanukah. So he says, it doesn't say ad chofei b'kisiv, it says ad Chanukah. That we see it, there are various connections between Sukkos and Chanukah, and that's how the Sfasemes links, it says Isru Chag ba'avoisim ad Karnas HaMizbeach, and the linking, the bringing forward Sukkos to Chanukah. But we spoke about the Karnas HaMizbeach, so there is one thing perhaps which we use the Karen, or the Karen on the Mizbeach, which was actually the Nisuch HaMayim. The Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkos, okay, it wasn't actually on the actual Keren itself, but it was next to the Keren. But the Gemara, the Mishnah says there are three things that Keren was Meshamash Lamalo, but it was something which was done on the top of the Mizbeach next to the Keren. So perhaps the idea of Yisru Chag ba'avoisim at Karnas HaMizbeach is that if we makayim the yontov properly, the yontov of Sukkos, the yontov of Simcha, of the Tshuva Me'ava, so then we'll be zoiche Yisru Chag ba'avoisim. Ba'avoisim also, as we see the pasuk Hashem ba'avoisim ha'ava, which they refer to. That means we do that. We makayim the yontov and we carry that forward. What's the yontov? The Simcha of yontov through the Tshuva Me'ava. Then add Karnas HaMizbeach will be zoicha to do Nisuch HaMayim Karnas HaMizbeach, which is the it represents the Tshuva Me'ava of being able to take the water and put it on the Keren on top of the Mizbeach, Taka Lamara on the Mizbeach. So it's not perhaps not referring to the dam which is sprinkled on the Mizbeach, although the Metzudas David says that, but it's the Korbanos which will bring on Yom Tov, or which is the Nisuch HaMayim. The Aruch Lener actually asks this question. is one of the only ones who are asked this question about Karnes HaMizbech, Ochel and Sukkah, and he says that that if you look in Parshas Tzav, where it speaks about the Miluim, so when they actually built the Mishkan, so it's, you see there that they offered up Korbanos, and they had to put the dam on the Karen of the Mizbech. Yeah, so the truth is that was a Korban Chatos, which anyway went on the Keren Mizbech. But the Orchanes seems to say that you see that the Chinuch, or maybe the building of the Mizbech, or the Mishkan, carries with it, the way you build the Mishkan is you build a Mizbech, and you inaugurate it with a Korban, where the dam goes on the Keren Mizbech. Although the Mishnah Menacha says that Ein Mechanchin Es HaMizbech, which is again, that's a carbon oil which goes lamato, but could be the actual building of the mizbeach. To create the mizbeach, you need a chatos which you put the dam on the kronos. And he says that's exactly the source of the Gemara, because it says kolo oisa isulachag whoever kiilu bono mizbeach behikiv olav carbon. So he says, where do you see the kiilu bono mizbeach here? Just say he as if he was makriv a carbon. So he says, from the very fact that the pasuk says at karnus hamizbeach, so he says we don't put the blood on the kronos, we put it lamata most kavanos. So he says it means to say you'll build a mizbeach, and when you build a mizbeach, you're going to inaugurate that mizbeach by putting the dam on the kronos, like you find by the miluim. Now, talking about the chinuch of the Beis Hamikdash mizbeach, so we know that the Chanukah, or the chinuch really of the Bais Sheni was in Kislev, yeah, but and Bais Rishon was in Tishri, but it's brought down as one of the Bnei Soschel brings based on a medrash that the chinuch of the base of the Bais Hashlishi is going to be in Chodesh Maheshvi. Yeah, he based on Sukkot Lefnei Ephraim with Yom and Menashe Oyer is Grosecha, but he says that in he's got a whole shtickle on Zois Chanukah. But he says that the chinuch of the bias Ashlishi will be in Chodesh Malcheshvan. So Be'ez Hashem, we should be Zoicha, that means the Isru Chag Ba'avoisim, that means if we tackle, we perpetuate and we continue the mudim of the Yom Tov, and the do the Simchas Yom Tov, the Truva Me'ava, we should tackle be Zoicha, perhaps Ba'avoisim Ad Karnes HaMizbeach. Which in the way the Orchamer says that we should be zoicha to a chinuch of the Beis Hamikdash, the Beis Hashlishi. Taka this week, this Shabbos Mavorchim, it shouldn't be a Mar Cheshvan, but it should be a Chodesh, where we should see Be'ez Hashem, the chinuch of the Beis Hamikdash, where Taka will put the dam on the Karnus on his Beach with the chinuch of the Beis Hashlishi. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do that.